and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117. The bill is passed.
The U.S. House overwhelmingly passes a bill to raise the nation's $31.4 trillion debt limit. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries considers it a win.
From the very beginning, House Democrats were clear that we would not allow extreme MAGA Republicans to default on our debt, crash the economy, or trigger a job-killing recession.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
To continue Washington's spending addiction is both irresponsible and just wrong. So let's stop it. I'll be honest, tonight's bill doesn't stop it, but for the first time, we begin to turn the ship.
President Biden is now urging the Senate to pass it as quickly as possible. CBS News learns that special counsel investigators have an audio tape from a meeting where former President Trump acknowledges he kept a classified document when leaving office. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
One source said that Trump stated he should have declassified the record before leaving the White House, apparently contradicting his earlier claims that he had done nothing wrong.
I took the documents I'm allowed to.
The sources said it's not clear from the audio recording whether Trump had the sensitive memo at the time or was simply describing it for at least three other people during the meeting at his Bedminster, New Jersey club.
In a retrial, that 70s show actor Danny Masterson is convicted of raping two women at his home between 2001 and 2003. Prosecutors say he drugged the women, then used his prominence in the Church of Scientology to avoid consequences for decades. He faces 30 years to life in prison when sentenced. A study of more than 18,000 adults between ages 50 and 65 years finds
internet usage may help to develop and maintain cognitive reserve, which can in turn compensate for brain aging and reduce the risk of dementia. NYU professor Virginia Chang is one of the researchers behind this study.
Using it not at all was not good for you, and using it too much was also not good for you either. So there seems to be this sweet spot somewhere between 1 and 2 hours.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
NASA holds a historic public meeting about UFOs. Astrophysicist David Spergel of the Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena Independent Study Team.
We haven't found life beyond Earth yet, right? I mean, let's be clear about this. We haven't found it yet. But we're looking.
NASA's report is due out this summer. Twitter may now be worth one-third of the $44 billion Elon Musk paid for the social media platform less than a year ago. Fidelity has reduced the market value of its equity stake in Twitter, putting it at $6.5 billion. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides, but still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, June 1st. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the conference room at the Highway Department in Wisconsin Rapids. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field. In Portage County, the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in the Multipurpose Room or by remote connection. In Adams County, the Aging Advisory Board will meet from 1 to 2:30 at the Adams County Community Center. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center kicks off their Music on the Patio 2023 Summer Series on June 2nd. Come party on the patio with the Charlie and Howard Duo from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are just $10 and includes one free drink. Kids 12 and under are free. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 63 overnight under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 89. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 64, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What would motivate you to move to another state? 844-967-2789. If you were thinking about relocating, what would be the motivating factors to get you to move to another state? Is it a job? I think for a lot of us who moved away and came back to Wisconsin, it's family. But I'm just interested because as we talk about one of the recurring themes of this show and because it's a big problem in the state of Wisconsin, is population and talent and working age population. And what are the programs and initiatives the state should be investing in to try to improve that? And I think a good way to start that question or answer that question is by asking you, put yourself in those shoes and what would get you to move somewhere? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96.
Party.
Greg Bach is here.
Hi.
And Jane Van Nair.
I'm here too.
As always,
yes.
Here.
Oh, that voice. Jane, you've got such a lovely voice.
Such a lovely voice.
Oh, thanks, guys.
So I guess, Greg, have you ever lived out of state?
No.
Jane, you lived out of state for Minnesota?
For a couple of years when I was going to school.
And then would you say you came back because of family or because of work?
It was because of a job.
And why did you never leave, Greg?
I just didn't. Any opportunity to leave just didn't pan out. Like, I almost moved to Austin in 97. I chickened out because that was such a big move.
You would have bought a house in 97 in Austin. You'd
be a
millionaire.
Billionaire right now. I'd be so rich right now. Joe Rogan would be playing at my comedy club.
Is that thing still open?
Of course it is. It's never going to. He's got $100 million. That thing can fail for 10
That's
years.
A while.
But no, and then there was a possibility a couple of years ago of moving to Cincinnati for a job, but not for me, but for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't end up working out either. So I've always been here. And
yeah. What? Because I think there's like the pull or push aspect, right? Of you're leaving a place because you just don't like it anymore, and yeah. you gotta get out. Or you're being pulled to a place.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond, like, I'm interested in, like, beyond job opportunities or returning to family or cost of living, what actually motivates people to pick up and move and not move, like, from Milwaukee to the suburbs, but, like, move states?
Yeah. Well, when I was going to move to Texas, it was purely just to new change of pace. You know, new, like, I've lived here for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. And I loved Stevie Ray Vaughan, and he lived in Austin, so why not? But yeah, I mean, at that age, I think most people are moving at that age because they just want to get out. Yeah. There's no real motivating factor other than I want to get out.
Yeah.
For some folks, though, it is definitely weather.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I have a brother and who is in Arizona, and they love it. They lived in Florida. They've lived in Hawaii. But warm weather is a big driver for them.
Has it gotten too warm from them yet?
No. The last time we talked, I said, don't worry, we'll hold a spot for you in 10 years when it's 197 degrees and you can't go outside. So,
well, or there's no water left.
Yeah.
Because we didn't talk about this story from last week when they've made that new deal with the Colorado River as far as which states, like how much water and which states can take water from the Colorado River. Because I don't know if you've seen Lake Mead lately. Have they found any bodies this year? They've had a lot of bodies last year in Lake Mead.
It was kind of close to Vegas, you know? It was kind of handy.
But do you remember this? They kept finding bodies in barrels that were, like, clearly associated with, like, mob killings and just thrown in Lake Mead. But then the water levels were so low.
So hack.
They were finding barrels with bodies in
them. Just reminds me of that scene from Goodfellas where, like, they're building a property up there. We got to go take the body out.
Yes.
Uh-oh. They found the barrels, everybody.
Well, I bring this up because in the ongoing negotiations developing of the state budget, in the GOP budget, they want to spend $4 million to attract workers to Wisconsin. And how it's kind of spelled out, at least according to this WPR article, is that the agency, the WEDC, would have to spend $4 million promoting the state as an attractive place to live, work, and do business under a measure approved by Republicans on the legislature's budget committee. And so basically, they would be required, though, to put half to veterans, to trying to recruit veterans, because with their when they leave their military service, they have the option to go anywhere. So I think that's smart as far as people who are coming home, figuring out where do I want to go. Wisconsin is an appealing place, which only leaves $2 million for the rest. And I just am like, what do you spend the money on? Like, what does it look like to make Wisconsin look like an attractive place to work and do business and play?
The problem is that billboards and commercials won't do it. And you can't just say, it's like, I'm from the WEDC. I'm here to recruit you, Kristen, to come work in Wisconsin. The companies that need workers need to go to these places and do the campaigning.
Well, and WEDC is a semi, like, public-private organization.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Scott Walker.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to share with us, text or call, what would it take for you to move to another state? John from Menominee Falls says, there's not much that would get me to move to another state. I am, however, considering moving to another country. One where people are actually allowed to make their own medical choices without government interference, and one where I'm less likely to be killed just going to the grocery store because we have so many guns. I don't think John is alone in that.
I don't think John's alone in that either.
Have fun in Australia.
There's trans people who are like, I'm moving out of this country.
I totally understand safety or lack of faith in the system. I understand that now. Like 10 years ago, you're like, you're not moving to Canada. But now, I mean, I know at least three people who have moved to Canada or to Europe because their spouses have gotten jobs in those places. And they, like, one is he considered himself an expat in Scotland, and he's going to be going for Scottish citizenship. Like he's like,
I'm not coming home.
He's like, I'm done with that. I've got healthcare. I've got my kids are taken care of. Like, we're good here, and I love it here. And he's like, not looking back. So I get that now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would love to move to another country, but it's more selfish. Like, who doesn't want to live in Italy?
Would you though? Like, if you knew you could like get citizenship and get a job. Which, because, like, I think I'm at the point where I was gone for so long and lived in so many different places. And now that I'm back, Wisconsin's not perfect anyway. But, like, being this close to my parents, being this close to Mike's family, creating the community that we're creating here with the friendships that we have and, like, the jobs that we both have as far as, like, we can't just pick up and do this from somewhere else. Like, he's an event planner that has all of his connections in Milwaukee. Well, and like, I have a show called As Goes Wisconsin. I can't really do this from like Kentucky or like Italy. But you know what I mean? And so like, that's becoming so valuable and like brings me a lot of happiness now that like, I don't know. Like, that's a big thing to give up now, even though there are problems in the state and problems in the country.
Well, when you put it like that, then no, of course I'm here because all the things I'm doing between, I mean, the club and another opportunity that's come up that I will share later on in when it's totally solid. But like, those things are, they keep me here. We have a home. We bought a home.
Yeah.
We put money. So like, when you say like, when you can't take those tangible things out, then yeah, I'm here. Do I want to live somewhere else someday? Maybe. I mean, I lived here my entire life.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, it's like you had the opportunity to live somewhere else and you came back.
Are you saying that cool. I have experience?
I'm saying, whatever. I was trying to say something really smart, Alecky, but everything I thought of was just really mean and it's like not cool. But like, yeah, I just would love to live somewhere else. And I'm not saying it has to be Italy or someone like whatever. It's just, hey, let's live in Louisville for 5 years. Mm-hmm. See what that's like. And then be like, all right, if we come home, we come home. If we stay there, if we move somewhere else. It's just that thing of 45 years in one state. I do get that feeling of what else is out there? It's hard to be like, oh, we went to New Orleans. Well, we were on vacation. I have a job there. So
yeah.
And I think it's hard too, especially now, just because things are so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big monetary. That's a big chunk of change.
Yeah.
To pick up and move an entire household to another state or another country.
About 5 years ago, Bridget and I had a plan to leave Wisconsin and we were going to move to the Pacific Northwest. Our plan was to be in Seattle by 2019. And we were talking about it and we were like, expense, expense, expense. And we realized anywhere we wanted to move, whether it was in California, Northern California, Oregon, or Washington, everywhere would be expensive. Expense could no longer be a detractor because it's just the way it is now. Everywhere you want to live is expensive. Now, granted, Seattle is very expensive, but if you can make it work, you can make it work. I know people who are comedians who live in Seattle and San Francisco. I could make it work. So, but yeah, we just had to say at one point, the expense can't be what keeps us from doing it anymore because anywhere we want to live is expensive or it's starting to get expensive. Because every city is doing that now.
Yeah. Well, it's super interesting. And I think there's, like I said, I think there's push and pull motivators.
Yeah.
As far as, we talked to someone last week who's leaving Chicago to come to Milwaukee because it's getting too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that trend in a lot of major cities of people leaving New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, because it's so expensive. And one thing I want to talk about when we come back is people potentially leaving because of home insurance rates because of climate change. Mm-hmm. And is that going to be a push motivator for people to potentially come to the Rust Belt? But we'd love to hear from you. What would actually motivate you to move to another state? 844-967-2789. And I guess you could throw another country in there if you're like, there's no other state I would move to, but I would move to another country. We would love to hear from you. 844-96-PARTY. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation? because of someone else's drinking.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She's Jane Mettmeyer. And he is...
Love Billy Joel.
Craig Pock.
Yeah, hi.
Or Billy Joel.
No, I'm not. Oh my God, no.
You do a good impression.
I'm not the piano man. I'm Greg.
You're Greg.
Yeah.
And we are talking about what motivates people to move and like make a big move, make a state move. Mm-hmm. Because... now there's going to be $4 million, potentially. There's proposed $4 million. It's been passed in the Wisconsin State Legislature's Finance Committee to add that to the budget for the WEDC to try to get people to move to Wisconsin. $2 million of that has to be spent specifically on trying to recruit military veterans to move here. But this reminds me a little bit. So when I was doing stand-up, I had a joke. I had a fair amount of like Wisconsin jokes in my 8-minute set. And I remember this was like circa 2018-ish. And like a year prior to that, Scott Walker, when he was still governor, had done something similar, except it was a $1 million ad campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
So basically, Wisconsin launched a $1 million ad campaign to try to get people to move there. And they were promoting... lower cost of living, no traffic, and outdoor activities. And my joke went, really? $1 million? To tell people that Wisconsin's inexpensive, unpopulated, and you can go ice fishing 8 months out of the year? That's like paying for Tinder and then expecting matches when your profile says, I'm cheap, unpopular, and prefer sex in public. I got a slight shot right there's a laugh.
It's the way you delivered it, too.
sing song.
It just seems like it seems a hilarious amount of money to me for what you want to do. Like, to really convince people to make that move.
Like, does advertising work in this situation?
No, it doesn't. I see billboards for Oconomowoc all the time. I don't go there.
What do the billboards say?
Oconomowoc.
That's all. It doesn't say why.
It just shows a beach.
It's not like the miles of wall drug billboards when you're driving into Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
And like, you're just like mile after mile of just wall drug.
No.
Can't wait. Get excited. And then you get there. You're like, what is this place?
Yeah. I've been duped. Yeah. I mean, it's a picture of somebody on a beach, someone licking ice cream. It's like, Oconomowoc. Blah, blah. Who cares? You know, I just like, if you really want to. I feel like if you really want to do something, there should be spend $2 million on a study on what needs to be done.
I think WDC has done that. I had a friend who contracted with them to do some social media stuff.
Yeah.
And they had done a study as far as like, what are the obstacles in the way of getting people to move to Wisconsin? And she said one of the biggest findings they found, like they had, was kind of just our general reputation.
Of being podunk?
Yeah. Yeah. Of being like the character Charlie Barron's plays. Yeah.
Really?
Like that's what the state is made up of, is like podunk, don't you know, Wisconsin types. And I get that because I know, like, I think Milwaukee's very cool. And I think most of my friends who live on the coast and in some of the big cities, like, if they were to ever come here, and I'm still mad at them because most of them have not yet, like, they would realize, as most people do when they visit Milwaukee for the first time, it's like, oh, like, this city's really cool. Like, I had no idea. People have I've heard a similar response to, like, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And the assumption is Packers, cheese.
Sausage.
Cows.
Beer. And it's not, like, what would I do there? I will admit, like, there was even a time when before I moved back that I was like, what would I do for work there?
When you have people coming through the club or people coming through the brewery, all the time they're saying things like, I had no idea it was this beautiful. I had no idea you had these things. And I'm like, also enjoy $6 beer and very cheap parking. I mean, there are cases to be made to get people to move here. And it's, how are they going to target this money to do so? Just putting some billboards up isn't going to do it. Yeah.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. What would it take for you to move to another state? Beverly from Richland Center joins us. Hey, Beverly, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking that if the Wisconsin legislature is really serious about wanting to entice people to come to Wisconsin, the most important thing they need to do is get rid of that 1849 abortion ban.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Beverly.
You know what?
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of women who probably would, not only do they not want to move here, they don't want to come to med school here.
What young woman would want to move here right now with the way things are currently?
And we don't have legalized weed.
Right.
Go to any of the other states surrounding us.
I mean, my sister who loves the state, same thing, Bev too. She said, I don't want to move here. So I don't want to move back here because of the restrictions. I'm like, fair.
Beverly, have you lived in Wisconsin your whole life?
No, I've bounced around. But I grew up in Wisconsin and wanted to come back. Came back when I retired, but I came back to a very different Wisconsin than the one I left.
Yeah.
Oh, when did you move back, Beverly?
Oh, about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At the apex of the change.
Yeah. Yep. Not the same state.
Nope. Nope at all.
Thanks so much for the call, Beverly. But yeah, I think that's a really, like, but that goes back to politics, right? As far as, like, we've said a couple weeks ago, like, would you not only move to, let alone just vacation to Florida right now?
Not a chance.
And, you know,
pay me.
The amount of people who, and my Dr. Mike, his fantasy football team was trying to pick a place to do their draft, and they do a trip and stuff like that. They wanted to go somewhere warm. But they were having a hard time, and like someone threw out Florida, and basically the whole team, all of them said no.
Wow.
And but then they're also struggling because they're like, wait,
what's left?
What's left that isn't doing like anti-LGBTQ policies and all this other stuff? That's like, but still war. It's not a lot.
Virginia.
Did they have a football team? I think they're choosing places that have football teams. I don't know.
Oh, I think they're just doing a draft like a bunch of dorks.
They are dorks. All right. We're going to keep this going. I think this is an interesting conversation. There's a couple more things I want to touch on. But what would motivate you to move to another state? Either because you're running from something or moving to something. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
Waukesha, home of... Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 63 overnight under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Daytime high is approaching 89. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 64, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
I can think of cost of living, but... You know, and we're bringing this up because the GOP budget would spend $4 million to attract workers to Wisconsin, and would give that money to WEDC to try to run programs to do just that. Now, that is less than half of the $10 million that Tony Evers set aside for talent development in his budget. And so one of the some of the things, and that's what, at least in the WP article I read, beyond the military veterans component, there wasn't a lot of like programming.
Mm-hmm.
But in Evers, he called for the WEDC to continue a partnership with the Department of Military Affairs to recruit veterans post-discharge, proposed new programs to attract workers to Wisconsin, doesn't say anymore, including a concierge program for new arrivals to the state.
Ooh.
Concierge.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
Let me show you a fine array of cheeses.
Let me show you a fine twist-off wine.
See, our nicest cranberry wine. I hope you like sugar.
Have you ever had cheese in a bucket?
And incentivizing housing and childcare development in local communities. It also would have funded a pilot program aimed at retaining graduates of Wisconsin colleges. So those seem like a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
And the child, again, we've talked about this and we will continue to keep talking about the childcare component is huge. It's huge.
Which states actually do have subsidized childcare?
Doesn't Michigan now?
Do they?
And Minnesota? I will check.
You check. Because that was my video for this week for Journal Sentinel, was talking about another recurring theme we've talked about in this show a fair amount is childcare. And I made a joke about how I am still not on the daycare waiting list, which...
Oh, my God.
Do you even know? Because you don't have kids, but do you know that that's a big deal that I'm not on the waiting list yet? Right?
Yeah, let me tell you something. It'll be a very fast thing. We have a very good friend. One of Bridget's best friends runs two daycares on the North Shore. So mind you, listeners, my wife and I do not want to have children, but she said this to us. She goes, if you have a kid, you will get free daycare from me. I was like, that makes it worth it.
Can you introduce me? Although I don't know if I want to drive to the North Shore.
Yeah, you're not driving to the North Shore.
No.
No.
Not driving to the North Shore and then driving to Waukesha.
Honestly, from where you live, it's not that far.
But am I going to drive to North Shore and then drive to Waukesha?
I'm trying to help here.
I know. But I made that video talking about it, and reading the comments is heartbreaking. Like, the comments on this week's video of the amount of people who are quitting, who quit their jobs or are working another job, or just all of the scenarios that they're in, or people who were childcare providers who quit because they're like, I can't. I mean, basically at this point, because what did Brooks say when we talked to Brooke Skidmore, who owns her own
daycare?
Daycare, that the wage is like $12 an hour.
Yes.
Which you can definitely make more at like McDonald's or Culver's right mm-hmm. now than that.
Absolutely. There's a ton of places you can get more than 12 bucks an hour.
And then there was some jerk who didn't, because I described it as a market failure, which it is.
Yeah.
Because supply is not meeting demand. And also the price point is not meeting what people can afford.
Absolutely.
Which is what a market failure is. And some jerk was like, oh, obviously the Journal Sentinel is like, their economic understanding is really lacking here. And I was like, what?
I love it when you do, bros. I mean, the other thing is, too, is like the other part of it is, like, I've had friends who have kids in daycare, and it's like, if your kid is sick, they have to go home until they're better, and you're still paying for all that time. You go on vacation, you're paying for, like, there's no wiggle room. They have you by the scruff. You are at their mercy. And to me, it's like, why not open a daycare where you're like, hey, we'll work with you. Mm-hmm. We have plans and options. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like such a scam to me to a certain point. I mean, like, I'm sure there are great places and great people. I'm not saying there aren't, but it just feels like you have no choice. This is what you're in for it. And too bad. Have a good day.
Like, this is, because like, they're obviously doing the best that they can too, of like, this is how much space we have. This is what we have to pay our people. This is how many people we have. And for when the younger they are, the higher the ratio. It's like two babies to like one provider.
Yeah.
And so the ratios are, this is what I'm saying, where it's just like, it is a broken system mm-hmm. and it's going to cost someone money, but individuals, it's like, it's just not feasible. And so, did you find where?
In Minnesota, this is from January, and I believe the Governor Walz passed this. So at that time, from January, families making under $200,000 with one child could get up to $4,000 a year for childcare costs. Families with two kids, up to $8,000. Families with three children could see up to $10,500. The governor also proposed expanding availability for public pre-K seats for about 25,000 kids, and the state trying to address the child care worker shortage by increasing compensation.
I hear things like that, and I'm like, why do I live in this state? I don't have kids, but why do I live in this state? I feel like,
So literally, because I was just going to say, we have a comment on the Facebook Live that's from Patrick saying, I'd choose Minnesota in a minute. It has the education and income level of the coastal states without the expense. Wisconsin is just mediocre, like Missouri and Indiana.
Ouch. Indiana, it's like, hey, there's some good spots in Indiana. But Missouri, Patrick, you.
The Ozarks are really pretty.
Was that?
The Ozarks.
You can't do anything there but just look. I mean, like,
you can be on the water.
You're not moving there for the Ozarks.
Or sell heroin if you watched Ozarks.
And if you think Wisconsin has political problems, Missouri is a nightmare.
Certainly. Yeah.
Missouri is a nightmare. And the one thing I want to say to Patrick, because I lived up there for about 3 years, they have the biggest mosquitoes I have ever seen in my entire life.
In Minnesota?
Versus
Minnesota.
Texas?
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
Huh.
They pick up small children. They're never seen.
Well, you know what? I'll get to that in my roundup. But okay. That's fine.
Well, and then another thing I think is going to be interesting as far as a push motivator of running from something. And you've brought this up multiple times, Jane, as far as Florida, but this is happening in multiple places. And even as, and it's not just red states, but insurance prices. And so State Farm won't insure any more California homes.
Wow.
State Farm has stopped selling new home insurance policies in California because of financial toll of paying out fire damage claims, citing rising construction costs and rapidly worsening wildfire season. State Farm said it was a necessary decision to improve the company's financial strength. But like a goodish neighbor, State Farm is still somewhat there. Existing customers won't lose their coverage, and personal auto insurance won't be affected either. So that was the first time I've heard it for California.
Me too. I know, but it's been going on in Florida.
And so, and I also saw that not just in Florida, but in like the risk, like the rise in flood insurance across the South, like Louisiana is terrible. And again, I mean, it's for if you have the means to move, but it also just feels like there's people who, I mean, it's gone from like $600 a year for some people to $8,000 a year.
For insurance. So their
insurance is more than their mortgage.
Do you need to, are you required to have fire insurance in California if you have a home?
Probably not.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking because if American Family does something like that, that will lead other big time insurance companies to do the same thing.
State Farm.
Oh, sorry, State Farm. But then leaving these people who want fire insurance have to deal with not so reputable organizations. Like, yeah, totally, we'll insure you. And then they get scammed because they have no choice. Because if State Farm's doing it, then, you know, what's going to say that the next $1 billion insurance company won't do the same thing, saying, well, we're going to do that too. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because in the article I read about flood insurance costs rising, some people have to have flood insurance,
yes, right?
Especially if you've gotten a payout before.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so you have to. And so I don't know, because often there's also the people who, like I said, you're so attached to your home. So is that a motivator, or are people just going to choose to not, who can not have insurance, just roll the dice?
I think there's going to be a lot of rolling the dice. I do, because unfortunately, these climate events are not lessening. They are going to increase. Mm-hmm. And this is going to continue to be a problem going forward. It just is. I mean, look at the fires they just had in Canada.
I know.
That the haze, we got the haze from Canada, from the wildfires up there. So this is not good.
Not good.
Also, hey, not everybody.
Good. Also not
Happy
good.
Happy Wednesday.
For Wisconsin, we are now officially hotboxed in.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on.
We are officially hotboxed in. As of yesterday, Minnesota now has legal marijuana.
We are so pathetic in this sense.
And Iowa, even that little touch of Iowa that we border with, they have medical marijuana, legalized medical marijuana. So we are literally hotboxed in. And so I don't know if that's enough. Like, when what was it? Like something like 75% of our population lives within a 75-minute drive now of buying legal marijuana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that would be a motivator enough to move entirely, because you're like, well, I can just drive to get it other places and risk coming over the border with it, especially in small doses.
Yeah.
But not a winning policy right now.
I am not someone who does the drugs, but the fact that Wisconsin doesn't do this would say a lot to me about the legislative agendas.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do this, then what else won't you do? You have an abortion ban from when slavery was happening? No, thank you.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. What would it take for you to move to a different state? Eric from Wauwatosa. Hey, Eric, thanks for calling. What do you think? Eric,
I seem to have lost you.
Oh, no, we got you.
Nope,
Eric, can you hear us now?
Yep, can you hear me? Okay. All right, sorry, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to give a, I mean, you kind of asked the question. I kind of figured I've moved quite a few times in my life, and I just wanted to give a rundown and then go from there, I guess.
Okay.
Well, when I was six, my parents divorced, so my mom took me and my small sister, younger sister, to Wisconsin. So we left Detroit and moved to Wisconsin at six. Lived in Racine, Greendale, Sturtevant, a couple different places around there. When I was 18, I joined the military, the Navy to be exact. I was actually 17, left home at 18, but joined at 17. Ended up in North Carolina after living in Norfolk for a while for school and boot camp and things. Orlando for boot camp, I'm sorry. And then I was in Northern California, Humboldt County, strangely enough, for the military. Then I was discharged while I was in the military. I had a chance to play volleyball for the Navy, and I went down to San Diego for training camp, and it was the most amazing 2 weeks of my life as far as climate in March after living in the Midwest my whole life. And so I was determined, and I moved to San Diego after I got discharged, basically homeless, but I was going to live in San Diego. Never quite. I ended up homeless, slept in my car a couple of times. But and then I got accepted into UWM in the early 90s and moved back to Wisconsin. And moved there because I got into UWM, and I anticipated playing volleyball for UWM, and that didn't quite work out. But I lived in Milwaukee for 10 years and loved living in Milwaukee, back in Wisconsin, all that stuff. In the early 2000s, my now wife, girlfriend at the time, we moved to North Carolina with a business idea. That was why, because we literally had a financial partner here. And out of respect and not competing with that financial partner, we went to North Carolina and lived there for 13 years. During that time, we had our child. And at that point in time, prior to moving back, we decided to come home to Wisconsin. Friends, family, the experience, and me personally, I didn't like North Carolina. It's in the South, and it's very hot. And then when I returned as well, you know, even while we were gone and watching what was happening in Wisconsin with the recall and Act 10 and everything like that, we knew we were coming back to a different Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Eric, unfortunately, we're coming up against a break, so I got to let you go. But that is quite the story as far as how many times you've moved. I thought I moved a lot, but
I'm tired just from listening.
I know. All right. Well, when we come back, Greg's weekly roundup. Are you ready? I'm ready. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
What did I miss? Virginia, my home, sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. The late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And this is Greg's weekly roundup.
All the news you missed. Well, actually, 5 headlines you may have read, then skipped altogether. Let's see. Let's start with some science news.
Science.
In a scientific report published Friday, scientists have pinpointed the thing that attracts mosquitoes to humans, and that thing is a good personality and a kind heart.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not true at all. It's body odor.
Really?
So, wash yourself, stinky. The bugs want your blood.
It's body odor?
Yeah, they did an experiment. They were doing experiments on the specific types of body odor people have and what, you know, it doesn't mean like your BO. It just means like your natural scent.
So that's why some people are
exactly
so more.
That's why, yeah. Like, that's why those Minnesota mosquitoes are just stealing the children. They stink. They're stinky kids. Let's see here. Let's do some international news. A spy whale believed to be working for Russia is on the move towards Sweden. When asked for a comment, the whale said, "Spy whale. You gain a few pounds during the pandemic and everyone has an opinion on your body, huh?" Thank you.
they think there's a whale working on behalf of the Russians?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is it an actual whale?
An actual whale.
And they think it's like, what, has spy gear
around it.
Attached to it?
Yeah. It's being tracked. It's literally being
so
tracked.
So is that more or less covert than the monster balloon that was flying over Montana?
I'd say more entertaining.
Do you think the whale consented to this?
I'd watch a movie about this. Yeah, absolutely. In a heartbeat.
There's a lot of whale news. Did you hear about the orcas that are like sinking boats?
No, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Basically, there was a white Gladys, the original orca.
Of course.
It's yeah.
A white lady named Gladys.
And then she's recruited her friends and they're like I'm on the shores of Gibraltar.
No. Gibraltar.
Thank you.
Sure.
Those orcas are like, "Do you even live in this neighborhood? I'll call the cops." Just pow, just sink their ships.
All right, go ahead.
In entertainment news, in entertainment news, 83-year-old actor Al Pacino will be welcoming his 4th grandchild into the world with his
grandchild.
Hold on, I'm getting the joke. Jeez, woman, stepping on my joke. She ruined it. His 29-year-old. Oh wait, I'm reading this wrong. See, that's where I was going with this. A joke. Read that incorrectly. 83-year-old actor Al Pacino will be welcoming his 4th child into the world with his 29-year-old girlfriend. So tell me more about your just and loving God.
Sorry. You told me about it this morning, and I
understand that.
I didn't know that was the way the joke was going to go.
I have a process.
Okay.
All right. And then sad international news.
Sad.
I need you to stay with me on this one because it's sad, but I'll hopefully turn it around. Claire Nowland, a 95-year-old great-grandmother who was tasered by the police in her New South Wales, Australia nursing home last week, has died. There's nothing funny about this except for what was written in the original story I'm looking at here, where it says, at the time she was tasered, she was approaching the police, it is fair to say, at a slow pace. She was using a walker, but she had a knife, which, as we all know, is all an American cop would need to just shoot her. So
she had a knife.
She had a knife.
She was approaching police slowly.
In a walker, with a walker.
And they tased her?
They tased her. And then she went to the hospital, and she died.
Is there ramifications for
the police? Oh, I'm sure they're going to sue them.
Why was she walking towards them with a knife?
She's 95. My guess is she wasn't all there.
Yeah, that's fair.
She probably thought they were an intruder. And if they were holding a taser at them, she may have been like, it's on, Mad Max style. We're doing this.
That's all I got.
Yeah. And then finally, nearly 2,000 corporate workers at Amazon, have pledged to walk off the job on Wednesday, today, to signal a lack of trust in company's leaderships. Organizers of the walkout said the employees have committed to participating in to call attention to employee frustrations on multiple fronts, including the company's push to get workers to the office at least 3 days a week. Warehouse and fulfillment employees were asked if they would walk out in solidarity, responding, I'm sorry, I just finished a 3-minute lunch break. What was the question? With another one saying, I don't have time for this. I have to go pee in a bottle. And that was your
Greg's Roundup. That Amazon joke is good.
Thank
because
you.
They're walking out because they have to go back to the office.
I go to the office 3 days a week. I get paid in stock options and I
yeah. I would say the so tale hopeful. Of two cities of Amazon workers in the corporate offices versus the warehouses are pretty different.
Yeah.
Are you being baked alive inside of a warehouse? No, you're not. Oh, I'm sorry, Ted. You have to go to the office on Friday because you accidentally forgot you scheduled a weekend away. I hate you, Ted.
All right.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Good job,
Thank
Greg.
You. Thanks a lot.
We love this segment.
I love this segment, too.
All right. Well, coming up for the rest of today's show, in the next hour, we have two incredible guests. Michael Wagner is going to be back. Michael Wagner is the professor of journalism and mass communications at UW-Madison, and he is going to be talking about a survey that the Center for Communications and Civic Renewal did last fall as far as how deep are our political divides in this state and how many relationships are we ruining?
Can we just get along?
Yes. Right. So he'll be here to talk about that survey and what it tells us. And then Senator Kelly Royce is going to be back to talk about all the missed opportunities we have right now when it comes to the budget. And when we look at other states and the investments they're making.
Weed.
Yes. So stick around for that. And then in the last hour, we are going to have, as goes Wisconsin's, inaugural spelling bee in honor of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, which right now the quarterfinals are happening.
Underway now.
Yes. Underway right now. There is a Wisconsin kid. I don't know if I think he's still in it. As of this morning, he was still in it. But we, and then the semifinals are tonight, finals are tomorrow. I love the spelling bee. I can't, what these kids do, I'm not even, because we have a specific theme for our spelling bee today. And I honestly don't, I think I'd be out on round one. We're going to have grace for all of our contestants though, because this is supposed to be fun and it's a safe space.
Not me. Spelling bees and volleyball. That's where I get competitive.
Ooh.
Baby. And bowling.
You and Eric. You should have asked Eric where you play some volleyball with him. Are you real? I never know.
I can turn into a different person.
You're a volleyball player?
I love playing volleyball.
Do you yell at people?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. Well, all of that and more when they come back from the top of the hour news. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We have to win. Well, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
I'm so hoping this.
Head first into a political abyss.
Head first into the abyss.
I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already gone my way to get to the bottom of this.
What?
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets.
That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports